A HSM apresenta Entrevistas em Podcasting, realizadas no Fórum Mundial de Negociação 2005, uma produção Podcasting Brasil.
Bem-vindos ao HSM Podcast, mais um serviço que nós oferecemos aos participantes dos eventos da HSM com a colaboração do Podcasting Brasil. E, para o nosso prazer e para o nosso orgulho, temos hoje aqui conosco mais uma vez o professor William Ury, considerado a maior autoridade mundial na área de negociação, professor da Harvard University, conosco mais uma vez no Brasil, o William Ury, que tem um português muito bom. Ele prefere falar sobre negociação em inglês, mas o português dele é muito bom mesmo. Professor Ury, prazer em tê-lo novamente no Brasil e em especial na HSM.
É um prazer, Julio. Mas eu tenho que discordar com você. Meu português é bem fraco.
Eu acho que o seu português é melhor que o meu inglês.
Ah, não. Uma aposta.
But Bill, so let's do it in English so you feel more comfortable. You've been involved in a lot of negotiations and different kinds of negotiations. And negotiation is a theme that mainly in HSM is very much demanded from the executives that comes to our events. So what's new in the field of negotiation? What is the last studies and what is new in terms of negotiation, please?
Well, one thing I think is we're just finding that negotiation is not a fad. It's not a business fad. It's not something that passes and goes. Negotiation is here to stay. It's a revolution that's taking place in the world today where there's more and more we're looking at not just training individual negotiators, but training whole teams within organizations, training whole organizations to have what you might call a negotiation culture, a culture of negotiation. It might even be a branding that a company has a reputation for negotiating fairly and wisely with its partners that will allow it to attract, will be a distinctive edge in the marketplace.
You wrote a bestseller book called Getting to Yes. So how can we get to yes?
Well,
read the book. Is that the answer?
Well, you know, the one thing I'll say, I mean, there are many principles in the book from focusing on the interest behind the positions, putting yourself in the other side's shoes, being very creative, remembering. One thing I'll stress is that can't be underestimated is the importance of knowing what your alternative to a negotiation is. What's your BATNA, your best alternative to a negotiated agreement? What are you going to do if you cannot reach agreement with the other side? Now, most of us don't like to look at that because we kind of see that as kind of negative thinking, but it's very important if you're negotiating with a customer to know, what if I lose that sale? What am I going to do with my capacity? Or with a vendor, do I have an additional vendor? To really think through, it's a key to negotiating power. It's a key to strategic thinking in negotiation, to always think about, what am I going to do if, for some reason, I'm not able to reach agreement with this particular organization or person at this particular moment?
You have been involved in assisting and in consultancy many difficult negotiations, ethnic negotiations between governments and countries like this. Is there a specific difference between the negotiation focus on business and the others' negotiations?
Well, there are many, many differences, obviously, when you're dealing with states. They don't have the same bottom line, you know,
right,
as businesses do. They don't have – businesses, actually, they're actually more willing to take risks, actually, more willing to move quickly, to change things, to look for new things because they're in a rapidly changing environment. And on the other hand, I would say that many of the same principles apply. The basic universal principles apply because you're dealing with human beings organized in groups and organizations who have very different ways of seeing things. So the lessons transfer back and forth. And increasingly, in fact, a lot of negotiations involve both business and government.
And being involved in these issues, do you see any chance to have a good deal, a final deal in terms of Israel and Palestinian?
I do. I'm probably the last optimist in the world on that conflict.
I hope not.
But my question is, when people say that conflict is impossible, which I've heard many, many, many times, my answer is, have we tried? I mean, have we really tried to solve this conflict? Have we really deployed the resources that it would take economically, politically, bringing in peacekeepers? And until we've tried, I don't think anyone can say that it's impossible.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much. Hope to have you here many, many other times in the future.
It's my pleasure, Julio. Okay. Muito obrigado.
Obrigado, Bill. E esse foi o HSM Podcasting que você está acessando no hsmpodcasting.com.br, sempre em parceria com o Podcasting Brasil. Voltamos depois com mais um palestrante aqui do Fórum Mundial de Negociação.
A HSM apresentou Entrevistas em Podcasting, realizadas no Fórum Mundial de Negociação 2005, uma produção Podcasting Brasil.